morning. Away we go on this Tuesday, September the 19th, 2019, 9:46 in the a.m. And we're getting on a little late this morning. We just had a little snafu, but we are going to do the 2 hours right now. So if you're just tuning into WWGH Radio, I hope you're going to stay with us over the next 2 hour period, because we are going to have a great time today. Because our conversation yesterday regarding coffee is going to be the topic today. I have come up with a lot of great, well, I think they're great, trivia questions in regard to that great brew of coffee. So we're going to talk about that here momentarily. And we've also got our other trivia questions, which we have not gotten answered as of yet. Now, I do want to make mention last night, something that happened. I was at Marion General Hospital, Ohio Health, and I was visiting somebody there, and I was leaving, and it was probably about 7:30 last evening, and as I was leaving, I was passing by the fountain that's in front of Marion General Hospital, because I always like to go by the fountain as I leave. It's a very nice, fun thing to do, to go by that fountain, and as I'm going by that fountain, I have seen a lot of things in Marion. I've seen dogs and cats and rabbits and frogs and all kinds of things, and I have seen geese. Now in Marion, we have geese quite a bit of the time, but I saw ducks that just walked right up to the fountain last night. This was quite an amazing thing for me, because I did not think we had any ducks in Marion, certainly not at Ohio Health, Marion General Hospital, where they could just walk right up to the fountain while people were sitting there. Has anybody else noticed this phenomenon? And that's what I call it. I call something like that a phenomenon. Has anybody else noticed that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has anybody been to Ohio Health and seen these ducks that apparently are walking around there? I don't even know where they would live, because Ohio Health is not located near a wooded area or any ponds, to my knowledge. So I'm not even sure where these ducks would be located. Does anybody know what the deal is with the ducks at Marion General Hospital? Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Go ahead. Well, if that was you, give me a call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give me a call back, because I'm interested to know about this duck population. And also interested to know if the phones are working, because we just had a call there, but apparently it dropped out. So give me a call back, 740-383-9944. I don't know where these ducks would be living. I don't know where they would be coming from. I don't know. They were beautiful looking ducks. Very nice, white, look clean. Do they leave for the winter? The upcoming winter, as the nights are getting a little colder and the days are a little warmer right now. This is an amazing time of year when you think about it, fall. You really have to enjoy this time of year. The nights are cool and the days are warm enough where you can still go out and do the things you want to do. I went out last night and mowed the grass, and there is nothing like freshly cut, smelling grass. That is one of the best things, much better than the smell of coffee, in my opinion. But of course, I'm not an avid coffee drinker. But it really, you know, that a nice fall night. I guess we're not into fall yet. September 21st, I think, is the beginning of fall. And I really think we should be calling it autumn. Is it autumn or is it fall? Because really, what does fall mean? Doesn't fall mean to fall down? But autumn only has one meaning, and that's autumn time, when the leaves change. This morning, when I was coming in, I actually saw some of the leaves changing colors and falling off the tree. Now, that is a surefire sign of autumn. Has anybody seen that happening in the community anywhere? The leaves changing colors and starting to fall off the tree, or ducks walking around. I've never seen those ducks. That just fascinates me, because I have been to Ohio Health on many different occasions. I've been to Marion General Hospital on many different occasions, and there's even some construction going on there now. So I just found it so strange that ducks would be in that area, because I don't know where they'd come from. Maybe the pond in front of the sheriff station? Would that be the closest pond that these ducks would be able to come from? But they were big ducks. It looks like they had been eating well. And what do ducks eat? There were two of them walking together, and they did not seem to be fearful of people at all. Does anybody know what ducks eat? Or has anybody seen these ducks around Marion? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. An interesting edition of the early morning program today, as we're getting a little bit of a late start, but that's fine. We'll deal with it and go storming straight ahead. Maybe we'll get into the trivia, but if anybody knows anything about these ducks or anything in that vein, feel free to give me a ring. I would love to talk to you about it. Maybe you have the answers that I do not have. Now, we still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo, and we still have tickets to the Wilds, Jack Hanna's Wilds. We still have those to give away, and we have a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. And we'd like to give those away, but if you just know the answer to the trivia question and want to answer it, you can do that too. Feel free to call in. Now, here are the questions from yesterday. Let's see if anybody's gotten answers to these questions as of yet. This was the big question yesterday that kept stumping people. Does anybody know the local Marion business that's still in business today that sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? Does anybody know what business that would have been? It's a local Marion business, still in business today, and they were the sponsor of the radio broadcast of the last charity ball. The red carpet report that Madge Cooper and I did back in 2007. So this local business would have had to have been open in 2007, and they are open now. And they were the sponsor of the radio broadcast of the charity ball. Does anybody know what that local business is? Radio station WMRN had a slogan in 1947. Now, I assume there were other years that they had this slogan, not just 1947. A matter of fact, I think it was the slogan of the station when they started. But what was the slogan of radio station WMRN in 1947? Now, we've talked about a lot of the slogans of WMRN, and I don't think we've got the right one yet, but we hope to get it soon. Let's see if this is a right answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I have a guess for this trivia about the charity ball.
Oh, go right ahead.
Is it the Palace Theater?
You know, that's a really good guess. It was not the Palace Theater, though.
Ah.
No, but that's a good guess. Keep guessing.
I have another question.
Go right ahead.
About the fly-in on Saturday, I know they're having a big reception on Friday night. What time does the flyover start at the airport?
You know, that is a good question, and
they state everything else, but they never state the time that the flyover will start.
Yeah, I believe it will be Friday, but to be honest with you, I do not have the exact time. I don't want to misquote it. Terry Klein listens to this show, and he's in charge of that. If he's out there listening, maybe he can give us a call and let us know, or maybe somebody else involved with the event. But if you don't hear this morning in the next 2 hours, if you go to Facebook or their webpage, which I think is wingswheelsmarion.org, they probably will have the info. I don't know if it's listed on there, but there would be somebody to email that probably could tell you.
I know that the Ohio State game starts at noon. So
I know. We don't want
to... that, why that would, it was earlier or later?
I think it's early from what I understand, but I don't...
I thought it used to be like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I would think so, because I believe the festivities kick off on Saturday at 9 a.m. So I'm not sure if they're going to do it then. But yeah, keep listening, and maybe Terry will call in and fill us in. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it was not the Palace Theater, but if Terry Klein's out there listening, or if anybody who has any information on the fly-in is out there listening, I'm not sure what time that fly-in or fly-over is going to happen this coming weekend. I know the event's on Saturday, but I'm not really sure what time that's going to take place, and I guess we probably have not talked about that exactly. But there is a website, wingswheelsmarion.org, and we hope their ticket sales went well yesterday for their big event. All right, maybe this is an answer. Go ahead, caller.
The ducks come from McKinley Park. If you ever drive down South Prospect Street, you'll see a slew of them.
Really? They come over there from McKinley Park just across the street from the hospital?
Yep.
So do they stay there all year round?
Yeah.
Hmm. What do the ducks eat?
Oh, people feed them.
Oh, do they feed them bread and things?
Yeah, they feed them all kinds of... People will come over, and that's frivolity for them. They come and feed the ducks and take the kids over there, and it's a whole different thing.
And
there's mallard ducks, and there's white ducks. I think some of the white ducks came from people that had them at the fairs, and then they didn't want them, so they just took them to McKinley Park and dropped them off.
So they're able to survive in this climate over the winter?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that... we got geese, we have ducks. Now, do you remember having geese and ducks like 30 years ago?
No, those geese came down from Canada. There was a movie on several years ago where, the geese always flew south, and... somehow or other, they started landing here, and I don't know how that is, and now they're Ohio geese. They're no longer Canadian geese.
Well, they're a nice addition to the community, except when they get angry.
Oh, they're a mess.
They
are a mess.
Are they messy? See, I haven't seen too much of the mess.
See, Tri Rivers had they used to congregate around the lake out there, and if you'd walk up to the building... there were just droppings everywhere, and I used to officiate soccer, and when they'd fly over, everybody'd say, "Duck, no, it's geese."
Well,
they would drop it on the fly.
Well, I know where I see them. It's not so much at Tri Rivers anymore, although I'm sure they're probably there, but it's that pond across the street in front of that housing development is where I see them all the time
now. Well, see, they chased them out of Tri Rivers. They did something to that pond that they don't congregate here anymore. And another place that you see them is the housing addition off of Coal Lane Road. They're all in that field there.
Well,
there must be a blue million of them.
Well, you know what I saw, and I don't know why they're there, but if you go, I think, is it University Drive that connects 309 and 95?
Yeah.
If you go down University Drive between Harding High School and Route 95, there's some of them walking on that road.
Oh, yeah. They just had their babies, and they were all walking in line behind each other. So.
I wonder if the ducks and the geese get along.
I don't know. I never see them together.
No.
The only place you see the ducks is McKinley Park. Now, when for several years, our neighbor to the rear of us, his daughters raised ducks. And these mallards found out about it, and they would fly in to visit these white ducks.
Isn't that
it? They haven't had the ducks for quite a while, but the geese still fly in every once in a while and will look for those ducks.
Well, what fascinated me last night was, like I said, it was not dark yet. It was only about 7:30. There were people everywhere in front of the hospital. There was construction going on. It was the front entrance of the hospital. And two of them just walked right up. They have no fear of people at all.
No, they're very domesticated to people.
It's fascinating.
And nobody bothers them, so.
No, they seem to be doing okay. I wonder if they're protected. Because you can't hunt in the city limit, can you?
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
No.
So I think they're safe. They're lucky to live inside the city limits. They've got a city residence.
Well, it'd be hard to catch one.
I think it would be.
It'd be awful hard to catch one because they would take off.
Well, and they don't like people getting... Well, I know the geese. The ducks didn't seem to be that vicious, but boy, if you get close to the geese, especially when their babies are around, they are not pleasant.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Oh, my goodness.
They will attack you.
They certainly will, without question. Well, thanks for calling.
All righty.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. And remember, we're going to be on the air here for 2 solid hours, and this is the kind of conversation I like to have. So there you go. Apparently, the Canadian geese are now Ohio geese, which I had not heard that before, but that makes perfect sense to me. I guess too cold up in Canada. Now they want to live in Ohio. They've migrated south. They'll probably be Florida geese before it's over with. They'll head down to Florida, retire like everybody else. I don't know. It's an interesting thing because 30 years ago in Marion, Ohio, you did not see geese and you certainly did not see ducks. And here we are in September and now you've got geese and ducks. So it's just a different thing. But if anybody has any comments or questions on this, give me a call. We are live here on this Tuesday morning, 2 minutes after 10 o'clock. Got a little late start on the program today. Had a little snafu this morning, but we're going to do our 2 hours today because we have fun doing this program, and we want you to listen. So our trivia questions, let's get back to these here in hour number one. We have those zoo tickets, and we have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds and the Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Does anybody know the local Marion business that sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball back in 2007. Now, the local Marion business that I'm talking about is still in business today. You could still go there today. And I'll tell you a funny little story. I did this broadcast back in 2007 with Madge Cooper. Yesterday, for some reason, because I did not have the answer written down, I was just doing it from memory, I forgot what the business was. Now, that was weird, but it came to me again last night, so I wrote it down. So I remembered it this morning. My memory seems to be operating on all cylinders today. But does anybody know the local Marion business that sponsored the radio broadcast of the last charity ball in 2007? They were called the Red Carpet Reports. Madge Cooper and I did the broadcast for WMRN Radio. It was the 80th and final charity ball. Does anybody know what that local business was? It was only one local business. We only had one sponsor. And they're still in business today. What is that business? What was radio station WMRN 1490's slogan in the year 1947? Now, we've talked a lot about WMRN slogans, but does anybody know what their slogan was in 1947? It's an interesting slogan, and as I said yesterday, I think it's the slogan that they started out with, but I don't want to say that because I don't want to misspeak, but I know it was their slogan in 1947. Does anybody know the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? Now, I'm not just talking about the Marion County Fair. I'm talking about all the county fairs that surround Marion. Does anybody know what the estimated attendance was at the 1945 county fairs? Now, you got to remember, this is a time before everybody had a television. A matter of fact, in 1945, I doubt many people had televisions. And it was a much more agriculturally driven community back in 1945. So what do you think the estimated attendance at the fair was? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? I'm surprised we haven't got this one yet. Who was the mayor of Marion back in 1941? We've had some guesses at this, and I think we've gotten some mayors around this person, but we're looking for the mayor of Marion in 1941. Who might that have been? What is the name of the mascot of the Marion Popcorn Festival? Can anybody tell me the name of the mascot of the Marion Popcorn Festival? What percentage of popcorn is eaten in the home? What percentage? 1 out of 100 here. You got 100 chances to win. What percentage of popcorn do you think is eaten in the home? Not at a movie theater, not at a restaurant, not at any other place you would eat popcorn. What's the percentage of popcorn that is eaten in the home? What TV show did a big parody of the Bob Hope song Buttons and Bows in the 1990s? Now, this was a very popular television show of the 1990s, and the star of the show got up to perform Buttons and Bows and forgot the words. Now, if you just can think of a popular television show of the 1990s, you might get this right. Does anybody know what show that was? Who is the most famous clown on television to be killed on the air? Does anybody know the most famous clown on television to be killed on the air? Maybe we've got an answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I don't really have answers to your questions, but I'm calling in to advertise the Twig 6 Garden Flower.
Oh, go right ahead.
Tomorrow.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, tomorrow we're having our yearly mum sale at the hospital and over at Med Center in the parking lot and under the canopy at the hospital. And we'll have different size mums for sale. They're Lovina's mums. Some of the people are familiar with Lovina. She was the lady that used to be out east of town. She's passed on now, but her son still runs the business. We have their flowers, and it's our fundraiser to support the rose beds in front of the hospital and at the back entrance.
Oh, great. Now, what are the times for this tomorrow?
Well, we're going to start selling at 7:30 at Marion General, and we'll run to 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Now, how much are the mums?
The 9-inch pots are $9. We have a 10-inch bicolor, which would be two collars, for $12. 14-inch pots are $25. And there's going to be an 18-inch one, too. It might even be one bigger than that, but the 18-inch is $35. And the prices might, you know, seem a little high, but we're raising money to support the rose beds.
Oh, that's great. Now, when people come up, is this something they can get out and look at the mums, or do they stay
yes,
in their car?
Yes, they can.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, they can.
So that will be in the parking lot of the hospital.
Be under the canopy at the front door at the hospital, the main entrance.
Oh, the main entrance.
Yes.
So you'll be out there with the ducks tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, that's part of your discussion. And then over at the medical campus is, the new name, right outside the pharmacy entrance.
Oh, that's...
And that will be in the parking lot. So if they can drive up either place and, you know, see them we'll be there hopefully all day and we have a good product.
Perfect. So 7:30 a.m. until 5 in the afternoon, and the mums will be on sale here in Marion General Hospital, and what used to be Med Center across the street near the pharmacy entrance there, and it all goes to a great cause to keep the rose beds kept up.
That you've got it.
Hey, sounds well. I thank you for calling in with that information.
Well, thank you for putting it on for us.
Hey, thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye bye. There you go. Now that's an important thing, and I do want to make mention of this too. If anybody has an event that they want to talk about, that's what the public airwaves are here for. Feel free to give us a call. 740-383-9944 if you have an event coming up. 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear about your event, but that's a great event tomorrow, the mum sale. I know a lot of people have mums, especially this time of year as we do head into the fall, September 21st, and into October. I see a lot of mums around, and for many, many years, the popular mum here in Marion was Lavina's mom's. So again, that's tomorrow, September the 11th. Lavina's Garden Mum Sale, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Marion General Hospital front entrance, and Med Center across the street, the pharmacy entrance, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So you won't want to miss that. All goes to a great cause. You can get out and look at the mum, all different sizes, and it will go to benefit the flower beds at the hospital. And that's, you know, the landscaping at the hospital is great. That's something to talk about maybe sometime. How well our hospital is kept up. It is really looking nice over there. I got to see it firsthand yesterday with the ducks, but, you know, even with all of the construction going on at the hospital, it still looks great. So give us a call if anybody has any event out there they'd like to advertise or has anything they'd like to say in regard to this program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are wide open here on this Tuesday, September the 10th, 2019, 12 minutes past the hour, live here on WWGH Radio. Did anybody know, I was going to talk about this morning too, I believe it's called Panindrome Month, or Panindrome Week, maybe that's what it is, where every date this week is also the same date backwards. Like 9/10/19, the date today, if you would read that backwards, it's also 9/10/19. And the same thing tomorrow, 9/11/19, and so on and so forth. I believe that's called Panindrome Week. And I don't think it happens very often, but this is one of them, Panindrome Week, where the date is the same forward as it is backward. I don't know how often it happens, but it's interesting. I was reading about that yesterday. All right. Anything anybody else would like to add to the conversation today, 740-383-9944. We've still got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, the Columbus Zoo, an auto oil change from Bill Huntsman's Auto Center, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. And the questions from yesterday that still remain on the table, what percentage of popcorn is eaten at home? What is the name of the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot? Who is the most famous clown in television history to be killed on the air? What TV show in the 1990s did a parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows song? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? What was the estimated attendance at the county fairs in 1945? What was the slogan of radio station WMRN in 1947? And the question that got a lot of guesses yesterday, what local Marion business sponsored the final broadcast of the charity ball? This would have been in 2007. Madge Cooper and I did the broadcast, the Red Carpet Report, and it's a local Marion business that is still in business today. Who was the local business that sponsored the final broadcast of the charity ball in 2007? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those are the questions we have left over from yesterday. Now, yesterday we also got into a very interesting conversation about coffee, because I am not much of a coffee drinker. So, last night, I thought it would be fun, because we have not had any new trivia questions on the table in quite a while, if we did some coffee trivia to see how well everybody out there in listener land knows their coffee. I guess there are a few questions here that really don't have to do with coffee. And maybe we'll get to those in just a second. But let's start with some of the coffee trivia. Where is most of the coffee drank? Is that drank or drunk? I don't think it's drunk. Drank. Where is it that most of the... Let me try to phrase this right. Where is it that most people drink coffee. Where do we have the most coffee drinkers? I guess that's the best way to say it. Where in the world are there the most coffee drinkers? Does anybody know that? Now, here's an interesting question. I did not know this until yesterday. This is a measurement question. How much coffee would you have to drink to die? Now, I did not know that there was a point where you could drink a certain amount of coffee and that you would actually die. But apparently, because of the caffeine content, I guess this would have to be caffeinated coffee. How much coffee would you have to drink to die? It's kind of a bleak question, but does anybody know how much you would have to drink? And I'm guessing this is probably in the course of a day, you would have to drink this much coffee. But does anybody know the answer to that? Now, here's a third question about coffee. What kind of coffee is regulated by the Italian government? Now, think about that one. What type of coffee is regulated by the Italian government? So here you go. The questions on coffee. What type of coffee is regulated by the Italian government? How much coffee would you have to drink to do damage to yourself? Let's put it that way. I hope nobody would ever do this. I don't even know if you really could. I think this is more of an estimation. But how much coffee would you have to drink to actually do harm to yourself? Where is most of the coffee in the world consumed? Does anybody know what place in the world that most coffee is consumed? And here are the other two questions that I was going to add today. One has to do with coffee and one doesn't. How was coffee discovered? Now, there's an interesting conversation to have over a cup of coffee. How was coffee discovered? And then here's just a question for you out of the blue. Does anybody know who the first comic strip superhero was? 740-383-9944. So these are the new questions. Who was the first comic strip superhero? How was coffee discovered? Where is the most coffee consumed in the world? How much coffee would you have to drink to do harm to yourself? Harm that you could not undo. And what is regulated? What type of coffee is regulated by the Italian government? And it's kind of strange that this is regulated by the Italian government. And I don't even think we talked about this type of coffee yesterday. But I guess it's considered a type of coffee. 740-383-9944. What type of coffee is regulated by the Italian government? And then, of course, our other questions that remain from last week and yesterday. What Marion business sponsored the final broadcast of the Charity Ball? It is a local business that is still in business today. What was radio station WMRN's slogan in 1947? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs, not just the Marion County Fair, but surrounding fairs? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? What is the name of the popcorn festival mascot? And what percentage of popcorn is eaten in the home? And we are live right now, coming up on 20 minutes past 10 o'clock. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the name of the Popcorn Festival mascot? Now, this has been a little bit of a point of a contention because the mascot for the Bratwurst Festival is Brody. Now, a lot of people think that the mascot for the Popcorn Festival is named Poppy. Now, somebody even called in yesterday and said that the Popcorn Festival mascot was wearing a badge that said Poppy on it last week during the Popcorn Festival. I'm not really sure, but I do know because of a book that was written by Michelle Rotuno Johnson a few years ago that the original name was not Poppy. It may be Poppy now, but it wasn't Poppy then. So, what is the name of the Marion Popcorn Festival mascot? And I'm trying to think of a clue I could give you about the local business that sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball. And about the best I can say is it was a local business that is still in business here in Marion. You could go to this business today. So that's about the best I can say there. Any guesses? 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. 740-383-9944. Saw a nice article they did, I believe, in today's Marion Star about Harold Brown and the upcoming air show out at the Marion Airport this coming Saturday. Hope everything went well with the VIP luncheon yesterday. A lot of things going on in Marion right now. Let's see here if we can get a look at events going on. By the way, if you have anything you want to talk about, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Doesn't look like we have anything really going on at the Tallgrass Trail this week. The Wings and Wheels fly in 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Marion Airport on Saturday. The Tallgrass Trail will be there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the business wasn't the Palace Theater, was it?
It wasn't the Palace, but that's a good guess. But it is a local business that is still in business today. You could go to this business in Marion today.
Alrighty.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
It was not the Marion Palace Theater. What we're looking for is the local business that was the sponsor of the last radio broadcast of the charity ball. Now, I guess you got to remember that this would have been 2007, so this business has been in business at least 12 years. Does anybody know what local business that was in business then, that is in business now, was the last sponsor of the charity ball broadcast? 740-38994. We're here to hear your answer. 740-383-9944. And would love to hear your answer. Let's see what else is going on here. We got the Marion Walk to End Alzheimer's Saturday, September 14th. Ohio State University at Marion. If you want, if you have any questions about this event, you can contact Lindsay Collins at 614-442-2014. Big event, the Walk to End Alzheimer's. Saturday, September 14th at the Ohio State University at Marion. That will be a big event to be sure. Let's see, what other events do we have coming up? Oh, looks like this event's going on today. Let's see here. It's a neighborhood supper today. Free meal. September 10th, Tuesday, September 10th, 5:15 p.m. at the Trinity Baptist Church. 244 South Main Street in the rear entrance is where you enter. The host and meal provider is Epworth United Methodist Church, having their dinner at the Trinity Baptist Church. And again, that's today, Tuesday, September the 10th, at 5:15 p.m., the Neighborhood Supper. That'll be an event you won't want to miss. And tomorrow, as we talked about earlier, it's Lavina's Garden Mum Sale, Wednesday, September the 11th, at Marion General Hospital's front entrance, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and across the street at the old Med Center from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., stop by and learn from the experts. Garden Club members will be present to answer questions and give advice and care instructions. The proceeds benefit Marion General Hospital TWIG. That's Lavina's Garden Mum Sale tomorrow, Wednesday, September 11th, at the Marion General Hospital and Med Center across the street. 7:30 to 5. They have 9-inch single-color potted mums, 10-inch bi-color potted mums, 14-inch multi- and single-color potted mums. Great events going on here in Marion right now. And, of course, the fly-in coming up this weekend will be a great event at the airport from 8:30 on Saturday until, what do we got, 8:30 to 4:30. Well, James Anderson will be there 8:30 to 4:30. Dr. Harold Brown coming in for that. And Dr. Harold Brown, a Tuskegee Airman. Not too many of those gentlemen left, so that'll be a great experience, and it was great to see the Marion Star do a nice article on them today. 740-383-9944. Do we have any more guesses here? What local Marion business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? It's a local Marion business that is still in business today. Does anybody know what that is? What was radio station WMRN's slogan in 1947? Still don't have the answer to that one. The estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs. Does anybody know what that was? Who was the mayor of Marion in 1941? There's an interesting question. What was the original name of the Popcorn Festival mascot? What percentage of popcorn is eaten in the home? The percentage. And then we've got our new questions today. Who was the first comic strip superhero? How was coffee discovered? Where is the most coffee drank? How much coffee would you have to drink to die? This was a fact on the internet, oddly enough, about coffee. How much coffee would you have to drink to die? And what type of coffee is regulated by the Italian government? Does anybody know that? And I don't think it's a type of coffee we talked about yesterday. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know where most of the coffee is consumed in the world? What place? You know, it's really kind of an obvious place when you think about it. But who knows? 740-383-9944. Now, tomorrow we'll be back at our regular time, 10 after 8 until 10 a.m. Charlie Evers will be on tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on 12:10 until 1 p.m. Now, today here on the station, you will have Voice of the People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker live tonight, 5:10 to 6 p.m. So you will not want to miss any of the programming here on WWGH Radio. And the Adam the Computer Guy show is on today, 2:10 until 3 p.m. So lots of great programming coming up just around the corner here at WWGH Radio. Well, we can take one more guess on any of the questions before I sign off today. Does anybody have a guess? 740-383-9944. Sorry we got on the air a little late today. We will try to work on that for tomorrow so we don't have any snafus. Tomorrow, the day of the big mum sale. But today, don't forget, there is the Neighborhood Supper free meal, 5:15 p.m. at the Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street in the rear entrance. Host and meal provider is Epworth United Methodist Church. You don't want to miss that. Well, I think that's all the time I have today. Stay tuned for more programming today. Adam the Computer Guy at 2, Voice of the People with Linda Sims at 4, The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker at 5, and tomorrow I'll be back in the morning, 8:10 to 10 a.m., Charlie Evers 10:10 to 12 noon, and A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble tomorrow 12 to 1, and Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond tomorrow 4:10 to 5 p.m. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. It's dark now.
It's dark now. So in a small town, you just tell what it's
landmarks.
Near. Landmarks.
There was a guy who used to be a cab driver.
We're in the
driver.
Bay